You know that classic frustration of applying for a credit card?
Oh, yeah. The endless loop.
Exactly. The bank tells you that you can't get a card because you don't have any credit history.
Right.
But the only way to actually build a credit history is, well, to have a credit card. You end up trapped in this ridiculous circular logic.
It's maddening.
It really is.
Right.
Now, I want you to imagine taking that exact same friction, multiplying it by millions, and applying it to the job
Yeah,
market.
that's where it gets heavy.
Right. You're looking at a job description that demands like 3 years of experience for an entry-level role. I mean,
Yeah.
how are you supposed to get the experience if nobody will hire you without the experience?
It's a structural failure, fundamentally. We so often treat youth unemployment as a lack of education or, a lack of motivation.
Yeah.
But basically, it is a bottleneck of access. The traditional pipeline from the classroom into the workforce is, well, it's completely centered for a massive portion of the population.
Which brings us to why we are here. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are spending our time today unpacking this really fascinating document provided by LinkUp Youth. It's called Bridging the Gap, the 2026 YES Program Guide. And our mission for this deep dive is to figure out how a massive private sector-led initiative is attempting to bypass this exact bottleneck in South Africa.
And it's a huge undertaking.
Totally. We are going to dig into the actual mechanics, like how the money flows, how the tech works, and why corporations are suddenly highly motivated to hire people with zero experience.
Which is really the most crucial part to understand here. I mean, everyone universally agrees that youth unemployment is a crisis.
Yeah, the rhetoric is easy.
Exactly. The rhetoric is easy. But engineering a mechanical nationwide solution that actually functions in the real world, that requires aligning some very complex and sometimes, contradictory incentives.
Okay, let's unpack this by setting the scene with the statistics from the guide,
Yeah,
because they are heavy.
they really are.
According to statistics, South Africa's quarterly labor force survey for Q1 2025, unemployment for youth, and they define that as aged 15 to 34, stands at 46.1%.
Yeah.
But here is where you have to look deeper. The expanded definition, which includes people who have just given up looking for work because the situation feels completely hopeless.
Right, the discouraged work seekers.
Exactly. That number sits at 56.4%.
Wow. And, behind those numbers, these are young, capable individuals who are just completely sidelined.
Simply because the modern market demands that baseline of workplace experience.
Experience that they have never been granted the opportunity to build.
Right. So identifying that frozen human capital is the easy part. The real question is how you build a bridge over that gap without bankrupting the state.
Which is the big challenge.
Exactly. Which brings us to the actual blueprint of the Youth Employment Service, or the YES program. I like to think of it less like a government handout and more like a massive privately funded scaffolding system.
That's a good analogy.
Right, because if the job market is a walled garden requiring experience as the entry code, YES is a 12-month ladder over that wall. It's designed specifically to give someone their first real line on a CV.
And the origins here are quite revealing, actually. The YS program was launched back in March 2018 by President Cyril Ramaphosa.
Right.
But the critical takeaway from our sources is that this is entirely private sector funded.
Wait, entirely.
Entirely. It is a nonprofit initiative that operates with zero government funding. It was later gazetted by the Department of Trade and Industry, the DTI, in August 2018.
That is wild when you consider the scale we are going to talk about later.
Yeah.
But let's look at who actually gets to step onto this scaffolding.
The eligibility criteria are intensely targeted.
Let's hear them.
So, to participate, a candidate must be between 18 and 29 years old. They must be South African-born and classified as Black under the BBBE Act.
Okay, and just to clarify, that includes African, colored, Indian, or Chinese citizens, right?
Exactly. And they have to be completely unemployed and not registered as a full-time student.
So really targeting those fully outside the system.
Precisely. And the absolute cornerstone of the whole design, zero prior experience is required.
That is huge.
It's built explicitly for the people the market normally filters out. The design intentionally removes those usual corporate filtering mechanisms.
But there is a strict boundary on this, isn't there?
Very strict. It is a 12-month contract, and during those 12 months, the youth receive a market-related stipend. The guide shows this usually lands between, R3,500 and R5,000 a month.
Depending on the employer, I'm assuming.
Yes, they gain structured workplace exposure and they finish with a credible certificate of completion.
Okay, I'm looking at that structure, and honestly, a red flag immediately goes up for me.
Oh, How so?
Well, think about it. If I am a young person and I get R5,000 a month for a year, but I don't secure a permanent job at the end of it, what stops me from just re-enrolling?
I see what you mean. Like, if the job market is still hostile, I would just want to jump back into the ES program and keep that stipend flowing.
Yeah.
It could easily turn into a permanent holding pattern instead of a bridge.
Right, but the system actually anticipates that exact behavior.
Oh, it does?
Yes. Participants can only go through the YS program once.
Just once.
It is a hard limit. The sources emphasize that those who complete the 12 months are permanently ineligible to apply again.
Okay, wow. That's strict.
It forces the program to remain a stepping stone, right? Rather than evolving into a quasi-welfare state for the participants, it is a single, concentrated shot at entering the economy.
Okay, that makes sense. It preserves the integrity of the whole entry-level concept.
Yeah.
But this brings up a much bigger, slightly more cynical question.
Let's hear it.
I get why a 20-year-old wants a R5,000 monthly stipend, but corporations are not charities.
They definitely are not. We are talking about thousands of companies footing the bill for hundreds of thousands of stipends for totally unskilled workers. Why on earth would a profit-driven business voluntarily take on that massive expense?
Well, here's where we have to look at that DTI Gazette from August 2018. That piece of legislation is the engine of the entire initiative.
Oh.
The government formally integrated the YS program into the broad-based Black Economic Empowerment, or BBE, Codes of Good Practice.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's actually break down what that means for the listener, because BBBEE can sound like endless corporate alphabet soup.
It can, yeah.
Think of a BBBE scorecard, like a corporate credit score in South Africa. If you want to do business with the government or win lucrative state tenders or even just be a preferred supplier for other massive corporations, you need a good BBBE score.
Exactly. It dictates your market access.
And it ranges from level 8 at the bottom up to level 1 at the top. The YES guide notes that participating businesses who meet their youth employment targets can jump up to 2 entire BBBE levels.
Which is massive.
It is. Going from a level 4 to a level 2 is not just a nice gold star. That is a competitive advantage that can translate to hundreds of millions of rands in new revenue.
It radically alters a company's market position. And on top of that compliance leap, companies can claim up to 50% of their YES training expenses as informal skills development expenditure.
The FOSD.
Right, on their BBE scorecard. So they are simultaneously buying compliance, funding social good, and creating a 12-month audition period for new talent.
It's highly cost-effective recruitment.
Exactly.
All right, I am going to push back hard on this.
Go for it.
I am looking at these massive corporate incentive scoring government tenders, claiming back 50% of training costs, and my cynical alarm bells are ringing loudly.
I don't blame you.
If a company is just doing this to juice their BBBE scorecard so they can win a state contract, aren't the youth just being used as cheap pawns to game a government system?
That is the fear, yes.
Like, what stops a company from saying, here is your stipend, go sit in the break room for 12 months, don't touch anything, and we will collect our level 2 certificate?
That is the most common and, frankly, the most valid skepticism surrounding corporate compliance programs. But what's fascinating here is how the YS framework technically prevents that ghost worker scenario.
How so?
The points are not awarded just for signing checks. The system mandates verifiable, audited workplace exposure.
Audited by who?
Independent BBE rating agencies. And we can look at the outcomes in the sources to see if it is just a box-ticking exercise.
Okay, what do the numbers say?
74% of YIS participants come from households entirely dependent on social grants. Now, if they were just sitting in a break room, they would remain unemployable after the 12 months.
Right.
Yet 40% of YIS youth secure formal employment after the program.
Wait, 40%? Taking someone from a grant-dependent household and moving them into formal employment at a 40% success rate? I mean, you cannot fake that with an empty internship.
You absolutely cannot. For modern businesses, this provides verifiable ESG data, environmental, social, and governance reporting.
Oh, investors love that.
They demand it. They want to see real social impact. And YESDI provides an audited trail of how a company literally changed a family's economic trajectory. It aligns raw corporate profit motives with deep social development.
Okay, the incentives are definitely clever. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But logistically, it sounds like a nightmare.
It does present challenges.
Say you are a medium-sized financial consulting firm in a fancy high-rise. You need to hire 30 YS youths to hit your target. Where do you physically put 30 inexperienced teenagers in a boutique office.
That's a very real problem.
You don't have the desk space, the managers, or the operational bandwidth to babysit them.
Well, the program actually designed two distinct implementation models to solve that exact spatial and operational friction.
Let's explore those, because this is where the theory hits the pavement. So the first option is Model 1, which the guide calls direct placement. This is the traditional route where the company recruits the youth and hosts them inside their own daily operations.
And this is for businesses with massive footprints.
Exactly. The guide highlights ShopRite, which has created over 11,000 YES jobs directly inside its retail network.
Incredible scale.
Or consider the BMW plant in Rosslyn. They have placed over 3,500 YES participants.
And we should pause on that BMW example for a second. Think about the qualitative experience there.
Yeah.
These are youths with zero prior experience, and they are being integrated into an environment that handles robotics and electric vehicle manufacturing.
Wow. But not just making coffee.
Not at all.
Yeah.
The transfer of world-class, rigorous industrial standards to a young person is just invaluable.
It is life-changing. But going back to our boutique consulting firm in the high-rise, they cannot do a Model 1. They don't have a factory floor.
They don't. Which brings us to Model 2.
Yes, which I think is the most brilliant mechanism in the whole guide. It is called host placement, or the turnkey model.
How does it work?
Basically, if a company lacks physical space, they still pay the stipend, but they sponsor the youth to work at an accredited implementation partner.
Like who?
These are usually NPOs, community organizations, or schools in the youth's own local area.
The genius of Model 2 is how it decentralizes the economic impact.
Exactly.
The corporate sponsor in a major economic hub gets their BBBE points, but the youth does not have to spend half their stipend commuting into the city.
Right, which eats up the whole R5000 anyway.
Exactly. They get their 12 months of work experience operating locally, say, at an agricultural NPO or an early childhood development center right in their own community.
So the NPO gets fully funded, energetic staff.
The youth gets a job near home.
And the corporation gets its compliance. It perfectly solves the space problem.
It does.
But it introduces a massive monitoring problem.
Right.
If you have over 100,000 kids scattered across corporate offices, retail floors, and deep rural NPOs, how on earth does YES ensure everyone is actually getting trained?
It sounds impossible. Like, how do you prevent a rural NPO from just making the kids sweep floors for a year?
The tech backbone is the unsung hero of this entire initiative.
Okay, tell me about the tech.
You cannot scale a program to hundreds of thousands of people across diverse geographic locations without rigorous standardized monitoring. So every single YES participant is equipped with a smartphone.
Smartphone.
Yes, that is preloaded with the YES app.
A smartphone for every single youth. That is a massive logistical undertaking on its own.
It is, but it is entirely necessary. The smartphone is not just a perk. It is the primary instrument of accountability and training.
How does the app work?
The app delivers standardized digital skills development modules directly to the youth, regardless of where they are physically stationed.
Oh, wow.
It conducts ongoing progress surveys to monitor their well-being and the quality of their work environment. It effectively acts as a digital classroom and an HR feedback loop right in their pocket. So even if a youth is placed at a small community garden under Model 2, they are still receiving corporate-level digital training through the device.
Exactly.
They are learning professional communication, financial literacy, and basic tech skills while they do their physical job. That ensures a baseline of quality control that a human auditor could never physically manage at that scale.
Precisely. It creates a unified standard of excellence. Whether you are at BMW or a rural clinic, you are logging into the same YES curriculum.
Completing the same modules.
And generating the same verifiable data for the corporate sponsor's ESG reports.
Seeing the mechanics of all this, I mean, from the BBBE scoring that unlocks the funding, to the dual placement models, down to the smartphone app that tracks the progress, it is incredibly comprehensive.
Yeah, it really is.
It naturally leads to the practical side of our deep dive. For you listening, where do you fit into this ecosystem, and what are the actionable steps for 2026?
Well, for the youth listening, the guide makes it clear that you cannot just passively wait to be discovered. You have to actively insert yourself into the pipeline.
The first major avenue the guide recommends is sayouth.mobi.
Right.
And this is a zero-rated government platform. Zero-rated means you do not even need to have airtime or mobile data to access the site, which removes a huge barrier to entry.
That's vital.
You create a profile there,
yeah.
And YES opportunities are actively fed into that system. You should also be scouring the careers pages of the massive YS employers.
Yeah.
You know, the banks, the retail giants, the tech firms.
And searching specifically for YES Program 2026 on major job portals, the proactive approach is essential here.
Absolutely.
And for the business owners or corporate decision makers listening, the path is highly formalized. Your first stop is the YES website, yesforyouth.co.za.
What's on there?
They have an online calculator where you input your company's net profit after tax and your industry sector, and it instantly generates your specific youth target required to earn those BBBE level ups.
Okay, so once you have your target, you have to decide between Model 1 and Model 2. If you want to host them internally, you manage the recruitment. But if you want to use the turnkey model, the guide highly recommends using an accredited specialist.
Like LinkUp Youth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Organizations like LinkUp Youth exist specifically to manage this end-to-end process. They handle the sourcing, they place the youth in the NPOs, they manage the payroll.
And most importantly, they compiled the exact evidence file you need to hand to your BBBE auditor at the end of the year.
So the administrative burden can be entirely outsourced.
Which removes the final barrier for corporate participation. If we connect this to the bigger picture and evaluate the totality of this initiative, the impact is undeniable.
The numbers are staggering.
We are talking about over 200,000 young people who have successfully navigated this scaffolding. That is 200,000 individuals who now possess a CV with tangible, verifiable experience.
Yeah.
Furthermore, it has injected billions of rands and stipends directly into local economies that are starving for liquidity.
So what does this all mean? It proves that when you stop relying solely on government to fix systemic issues and instead build a framework that perfectly aligns corporate financial incentives with societal needs, you get massive scale.
It's a win-win.
Businesses get their tenters in compliance, NPOs get free labor to serve communities, and the youth get a salary, a smartphone, and a certificate.
It is a functional template for using private capital to solve public crises.
It absolutely is. But as we wrap up today's deep dive into the 2026 YES program guide, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over on your own.
Mm-hmm.
We talked heavily about that 40% success rate, the youth who finish the 12 months and immediately secure formal employment. It is a fantastic audited metric.
It is.
But what about the other 60%? Think about the psychological shift that occurs during those 12 months. For a year, a young person who was previously locked out of the economy receives a regular monthly salary. They are handed a smartphone.
They are forced to engage with corporate digital training.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Professional communication, time management. Even if that 60% step out of the YES program and do not immediately land a traditional corporate desk job, they are not the same people they were 12 months prior.
That's a great point.
Does that year of formal economic inclusion fundamentally rewire their entrepreneurial potential? Armed with digital literacy and a year of saving a stipend, how many of that 60% go on to quietly start their own micro businesses?
Wow.
How might that single concentrated dose of business exposure be silently reshaping the future of South Africa's informal economy? It's something to think about until next time.